Indiana is helping a lot more kids with lead poisoning than before. 6 months ago, the state made it easier for kids with lower levels of lead in their blood to get services, like home visits to find the source of the lead. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, local health departments are adjusting to the higher workload.
Local health departments are doing more home visits, educating more parents, and informing more doctors when a child has elevated lead levels. Carrie Ramey is the public health nurse for the Greene County Health Department. She says the number of kids the county helps with lead issues has probably doubled. Ramey does a lot of that work herself and says she could really use more staff.
Somebody who can help me with the workload of, you know, doing lead case management. But the other thing would really be getting the word out to the public that lead is still a problem.
Even though lead was banned from paint and gasoline, it can still be found in homes built before the 1980s, water pipes, and soil. Getting rid of it can be expensive. The Indiana Department of Health says there are about 1,500 open lead cases, but it only has the budget to help fund lead cleanup in just over 60 homes this fiscal year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority also has funding to help homeowners remediate lead. State lawmakers passed a law this year that requires doctors to offer lead screening for every child under six. It goes into effect in January. There is no safe level of lead.